Hello. Hello, and welcome to the Age of Aquarius. Once again, I will be your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, just wanted to reach out to everyone within the sound of my voice who enjoys listening to this podcast, or if you're new to the podcast. We are in very precarious times here in America and the world. We are upon the precipice of change. As I said, we are still within the throes of the magnetic pole shift. It was reported, I believe it was last year, that the Bermuda Triangle, that energetic vortex portal, was moving from its position onto the United States. So it was moving onto the lands of the United States, or it's an energetic vortex dimensional portal. So it's not like it's going to physically impact the world or America down there in Florida and the Eastern Seaboard. It's just going to affect the energies of America. So that's taking place. And as I said in my last podcast, the crazies will be out and about on a higher, deeper, more esoteric understanding. Earth is heart. Our purpose here is to understand and navigate the heart. And basically what's taking place, what I meant by the crazies is the mask, as I said before, I believe last year, are coming down. The veils are being lifted. So whoever you are, that's what's going to be revealed during this magnetic pole shift as we move through the Age of Aquarius. So if you're a racist, that's going to show. If you're an evil person, if you do harm, you're a bully, that's going to show. The thing is, the karmic repercussions for what you do are snap of the fingers, instantaneous. So whereas before you used to be able to get away with it, now because of social media and the interconnectivity of the internet, you can't get away with pretty much anything that you do. That can be good or bad. Some people say, well, we're being monitored too much, but it's a part of the Age of Aquarius, the flow of information, the water bearer, the flow of knowledge, information, life force. And so that's just part and parcel with what we have to deal with. So whatever isms that you have about yourself in the negative, whatever negative qualities you have, or if you are a negative entity in this dimension that we call Earth, you're going to be shown for who you are. No more masks, no more hiding. On the flip side, if you are good, positive, so to speak, hate injustice, you stand for the weak, you stand for those who can't defend themselves, you are going to show who you are. Situations are going to arise where you will have to show who you are. There's no hiding either way. It's not just the negative people or entities that can no longer hide. The positive people can no longer hide too. So these are things that are taking place right now. As I said, I key in on that term racism and racist because that's a foundational problem, curse, energetic, karmic debt of America. It is what it is. And you could say the world from colonialism and what took place in Australia, what took place in Alkebulon, Africa. All those things, that karma, it's just like pebbles or boulders in the water. The ripples go out and then they come back. They're not just going to go out and disappear. They will come back eventually. So you have to pay what you owe to the universe for the things that you've done, whether they're good or bad. So keep in mind that the veils will be lifted and the masks will come down. So no longer will anybody be hiding. We're going to start to see more and more crazy behaviors or just imbalanced behaviors from people all over the world. So unfortunately, right now as I'm making this podcast, there's a situation taking place in Indianapolis where there's a active shooter, I believe, in a FedEx location, which is sad, a FedEx warehouse, which is sad, you know, because you go about your daily activities, you go to work, you go wherever, and you don't expect to have that situation arise where you have to either fight for your life or, unfortunately, maybe lose your life because the magnetic pole shift sweeping the world, sweeping this dimension, and they could no longer hide who they are. But then I can't say that tensions got so bad, things got so bad that they just took it upon themselves. No, there's never an excuse to do that. There is never an excuse to do that. Things get really bad, I'm just going to go shoot somebody? No. You don't have the right to do that. But if you're a negative entity who's been walking around in a mask, you know, in this vehicle, in this fleshly body, pretending to be something because the magnetic fields were a certain way, and you just, you know, everything was balanced and stable. Now when the magnetic fields flip a certain way, now you can no longer hide it. So then you go out here and start doing inhumane things, and you harm people. On the same side, now the people who are more positive, it all comes down to spirit. You have entities here in this dimension who are of spirit. No matter what the shade, no matter what the color, no matter what the race, gender, you're of spirit. We're of spirit. We are from the universal prime creator. This world is a challenge, is a school, and can sometimes seem kind of hellish. And then you've got other entities who, well, they have physical bodies like us. They look human, but they're not. They just look human. As the fields start to fluctuate, then who is from spirit and who is from not will begin. Who is from spirit and who is not from spirit will show. The religious text, at least the Bible, speaks of this. This is the separation of the wheat from the tares. The wheat are those entities in this dimension who are from spirit. The tares are not. And the tares do everything opposite of spirit. They do everything to destroy nature. They do everything to cause imbalance, chaos, just harm people. They just can't help it because they're tares. That's what they do. So this is more of a spiritual rebalancing of the world played out in physical activities. So also, with everything that's going on, keep in mind that we are going to see more volcanic activity, like I said, would take place. And look what happened with St. Vincent. Unfortunately, that took place. And hopefully, a lot of people there can get to safety. The volcanoes, or the volcanic activity and the lava flow in some parts of Colombia, and especially in Iceland, that's still taking place. This is indicative of energy being released, the shifting being released on Earth, the shifting taking place on Earth and the energy being released. So we're going to see more of that. Like I said, more hailstorms, that's actually taking place. Tornadoes, lightning strikes, floods. Probably going to start to see more avalanches where there's still snow, because the snow is melting. It's funny, the weather patterns on Earth are fluctuating. So as I said, you're going to see extreme cold, you're going to see extreme hot, heat, and everything in between. It's just fluctuating, constantly fluctuating. The weather patterns are constantly fluctuating on Earth because the Kundalini energy is rising and undulating like a serpent all over the world. And so if you are from spirit, you can adapt to that. Or shall I say, because there's nothing really that's not from the universal prime creator, but it's more like if you haven't done the inner work on yourself, if you've neglected it, then when these energies hit, you're just going to go a little haywire. Or maybe when these energies hit, it's the opportune time for you to do the work. maybe situations arise and you're put in a life situation where you are given the opportunity to do that inner work, the shadow work, as they call it, facing the negative, so-called negative attributes of yourself, but they are still, they're actually you, powerful attributes of yourself that you don't usually acknowledge. Like you meet somebody in the workplace, or you meet somebody in your family, some people that you meet out and about, and for some reason their personality rubs you the wrong way. You need to analyze that. It doesn't mean that this person, irritates you, or as some would say, pisses you off, or makes you mad and upset. Maybe it's the fact that that person, he or she has personality qualities in themselves that you haven't developed in you. And you're irritated because your ego doesn't want to accept the fact that, hey, this is what I need to develop in myself. Maybe it comes off wrong to you, but these are actually qualities that you need to develop. So a lot of times people in our lives to help us develop that shadow work, and you are in somebody's life to help them develop and work on their shadow work. So with all that said, we are definitely on the precipice of great change in the world. Great change. And most people talk about this. They don't. I'm still studying and learning myself. But, get yourself an ephemeris, read up on astrology, and learn about planetary aspects. I believe April 19th, 20th, and the 21st, there are going to be a lot of conjunctions, oppositions with planets, the moon, and that time period, April 19th, 20th, and the 21st, maybe the 18th, and then that window of the 19th, 20th, and the 21st, and then the 22nd. So I'm going to say the 18th to the 22nd of April. Just pay attention to what's going on. See what happens in the world events, geopolitical events. See what happens. Be aware. Work on yourself. Try whatever you can to keep your vibrations high. Whatever jewelry, whatever special metals, ornaments that you have studied that work for you, crystals, whatever, that helps you keep your energy and vibrations high. Music, art, dance, martial arts, yoga, whatever it is, meditation, whatever it is that really helps you keep your vibrations high, now is the time to do it. Now is the really, really the time to do it, because people are out here losing it. They're losing their minds. Some people are caving in under the stress, or it could be, like I said, people are just showing who they really are. And so a good way to mitigate any type of negative energy coming your way is to keep your vibrations as high as possible. Because when your vibrations are really, really high, stuff just bounces off of you or goes around you. It's like it's like what the Avatar in the Bible, the character known as Jesus in the Bible, when he said to be like a child or to be more childlike. Well, children have a certain energy field around them, a certain naivety around them. When they first get here, when we're really young, a lot of things don't affect us. Things really start to affect us when we're exposed to media and certain images, and they start to affect us subliminally. But as children, our vibrations are so freaking high that things can't really affect us. You know, that's why a person can have the best dress, have the best suit, have the best dress, look a certain way, have all the nuances and mannerisms of a really good person, but a newborn baby will detect if that person is good or not right off the bat. If they're a really bad person, the baby won't want to be around them, they don't want them to pick them up or anything like that. So children have that natural intuitive ability, they just don't have language yet. So be more childlike in your heart. Tap into that universal force, the spirit energy, and that will get your vibrations higher. And it's a force field. It's a, you reconnect with nature at its essence. So the negative entities here in this dimension can't really affect you when your vibrations are really, really high. Whatever you do to get your vibrations high, they can't affect you. And you'll notice, you'll be out and about in your car, you'll be at the store, and certain people will act around weird around you because your vibrations are high, because you're just not, you have made the choice to not be affected by the negativity. And they hate that. So keep your vibrations high. So we're going to see a lot of crazy things moving forward in April. Summer's going to be really highly intense. More storms, more floods, earthquakes in the middle of America. We got the four pointers. Now we're going to get five pointers and six pointers. More sinkholes. Floods on the West Coast and the East Coast. Wars and rumors of wars. That's going to happen. It's the thing is, the magnetic pole shift is happening. The age of Aquarius is here, and so many people are waking up. So you got a lot of people that are the wheat, according to the Bible, and you got a lot of entities here who are tares that don't want to see the magnetic pole shift affect so many people, but it will. It will awaken our innermost being, because we are not physical beings, we are spirit. And this shell, this physical body, is just an avatar inside of this simulation that we call Earth, which is just one of an infinite number of dimensions. So, yeah, precarious times, the precipice of strange times. Keep looking to the skies. As I said, you're going to see more crazy things in the skies, and they're going to be more pronounced. clouds won't be able to cover them up. They're going to be very fantastic events taking place in the heavens. And these heavenly events will affect our weather. The energies coming up from the earth will affect our weather. Our bodies will be affected. It's going to be amazing times. More strange animals and insects are just going to manifest here. Like, this world, this dimension is magic in nature. It is a simulation, but it's a higher dimensional simulation. The technology of this world is magic and fantasy and the imagination, not machines and technology and computer. That's just a very, very watered down version of what the base simulation, the base energy of this world is. Your imagination, the magic, the fantasy, that's the true basis of what this world is. So we're going to see more fantastical things in the skies, strange animals, strange insects, weather events, because this is a magical dimension, and it's all about the power of choice, our choice. And we aren't the only entities here. There are entities here that are invisible to the physical sight, but they're here nonetheless in the skies, walking around and around us, through us, through, you know, buildings and everything like that, because they're not ghosts. Because to some of the ghosts that have been reported and people see, what do we look like to them? I mean, do we ever think that they might see us? And if they see us, are we ghosts to them? So then there are never really ghosts at all. All we have is multiple dimensions. And the magnetic pole shift in the age of Aquarius is about those veils, the barriers between the dimensions just falling away. And the magic of the heart and the magic of our choice will determine what we see and what we experience. So just wanted to bring you that. Keep your wits about you. Keep your vibrations high, because people are out here acting crazy and doing crazy things. But at the same time, there's a whole tremendous wave of positive people who are rising up. Recently, you had the incident with a young man in South Carolina who was attacked by a military member who happened to be, I guess you could say he was racist. I'm going to say he's a bully. And the karmic repercussions for his actions were almost instantaneous, because the people around the world are just tired of actions like these. And so now, as opposed to in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, he wasn't able to just get away with it. Now the universe has deemed it necessary for the veils to drop and the positive people to rise when somebody does something really, really negative. So that's a good thing. And this is a good aspect of the Age of Aquarius, and it's taking place worldwide. So keep your vibrations high, and we will get through this. Yes, it's a precarious time. So we're on the precipice of change. I'm not going to say we're on the precipice of danger. We're on the precipice of great change. And we will make it through it, because it is the Age of Aquarius, and it is our destiny to rise to higher vibrations. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And once again, I am Kenosha Amen from the Age of Aquarius, signing off.